I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dejanovic, a new conversation.
All right, here we go.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Dave, do you feel like your kids' classrooms are a little bit overcrowded?
They're just carrying a little COVID weight right now. They're a little chunky, a little higher than they want to be.
40 kids in one of your kids' classes?
Yeah.
Wow.
I texted them. I'm like, how big are your classes? I need some numbers. What? And they texted back, and I got a range from 16. That's the workout class for my daughter's softball team, which is naturally small. 16 to 40.
Oof. Well, Envision Utah did a study recently. This could be part of the issue, teacher shortage.
That doesn't mean we have thousands of classrooms without teachers. We've been increasing class sizes and hiring teachers who aren't fully trained just to fill the shortage.
We asked them to put the little jingle in there.
It's a commercial that they did trying to educate why we need more teachers right now in Utah, that there is a teacher shortage. And it's not just a short-term problem. It's not a COVID problem. In fact, I read an article. Was it in the AP News? The AP reported that Utah was actually doing fairly well during the pandemic. They expected to see a big dip and a lack of retention on teachers during COVID, but Utah did very well. We actually retained more teachers throughout the pandemic than we typically do in a year.
I wonder if it's going to stay there. I mean, you know, are teachers going, are we going to continue to see a shortage of teachers? And what's the other issues driving these large class sizes? I want to also ask the Utah Education Association at like what level is average, or is there some sort of standard that parents need to look toward? Like, is it 25? Is it 26? Is it 22?
Yeah,
what makes sense?
What's that perfect classroom size? One of the problems that we have, and as you heard from this Envision Utah commercial, they're having a hard time getting enough teachers. But part of the problem here in Utah is nearly 40% of teachers leave the profession in the first 5 years.
We need to make teaching the kind of career that students want to compete for. That probably means some adjustments to compensation.
Then teachers need the best training possible, not just in college, but also on the job.
And teachers need the resources to succeed, so they'll want to stick around.
Compensation, training, resources. Those are the things that that they found through this study that teachers need to fill that shortage.
The reason we're talking about this is because we've been seeing complaints and stories that classrooms across Utah, some of them anyways, are quite crowded. Jennifer Bamey is the executive director of the Utah Education Association. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So when Dave's kid has 40 kids in his classroom or her classroom, is that because of a teacher shortage?
There's a lot of elements that go into large class sizes, and this is not a new problem. This problem has existed in Utah for many, many years. Part of it could be the teacher shortage. Part of it could be the staffing formulas that the different districts use. So there's just a lot of things at play.
What do they do? What are these formulas that the school districts use? Is there a perfect class size that everybody works off of, or do they just kind of wing it?
So each district gets to determine the ratios that they use for staffing. And so it varies by district. The ratios I've seen in the lower grades, like K through 3, are around 22, 23. And then upper elementary grades, somewhere around 24 to 27. And then when you get into the middle school and high school, it can range from 27 to 30 for those ratios. And then again, that is just an average. So if you had a a school with five fifth grade classes in it, and the average per class would be 27, but some classes might be at 25 and some classes might be at 29.
Jennifer Bamey is the executive director of the Utah Education Association. And Jennifer, I'm just reading a text on our text line here. And this listener says, my biology class in 2006 had 41 people in it on the first day. 41 people in biology, that can't be good. That can't be a good learning environment to squeeze 41 kids into a biology class.
Oh, absolutely. It makes it very difficult for the teacher to be able to meet the needs of all of the individual students in the classes. The more students that are there, the more needs there are, and the more thin the teacher is spread in trying to meet those needs.
I know one of the struggles in Utah, just in general, we are growing. We're the fastest growing state in the entire nation. Are we keeping it keeping up with building schools, or does there need to be an increase in schools being built?
Well, that is definitely one need that comes about when we talk about lowering the number of students in a class. Because to have a class size of, say, 25, and you pull one student from 25 different classes to make another class, you also need a classroom to put that class into, as well as funding for the teacher itself. So there's a lot of expenses that go into that. But there's also expenses that come with the turnover of teachers leaving the profession. Districts invest a lot of money in their new teachers, training them on various programs that the district implements. And that training is expensive and can be lost when a teacher leaves the profession.
Jennifer Bamey, the executive director of the Utah Education Association, thanks so much for jumping on the line live with us and giving us some insight into what's going on inside Utah's classrooms. Dave, I'm curious. I mean, you're the dad of three kids who are right now enrolled in public school. In your mind, what is the perfect class size for your children?
I love it when they're right in that mid-20s range, because it does seem like the teacher has enough bandwidth where they can actually get to know my kid. Once you start creeping up to that 35 and 40 range, they're just trying to keep their head above water. They're just trying to breathe.
I walked by my daughter's sixth grade classroom at the beginning of the school year many, many years ago, and I looked in and I glanced over and I saw her through a tsunami of children. And I went straight to the office. I said, how many kids in that class? And they know what? 36 kids in that class. And it was a wild scene. I mean, anybody who's ever stepped foot near a sixth grade classroom knows that it's crazy. These kids are just, they're wild.
Yeah. And listen, we're not trying to blame administrators, principals. You know, you're doing the best you can, and every year is different, right? Kids move in, they move out, they graduate, whatever it might be. It's not easy, but you can see these goals that they're trying to have 22 in a classroom of kindergarten through third grade. I have never once seen a class that had 22 people in, or 22 kids in a class. It's always larger than that, at least in my experience. And I've been doing this for about 20 years with kids in school. And I look at it and I think, holy cow, what do you do? Well, you do the best you can, but you are restricted. You have to have enough teachers. You have to have enough physical classrooms. Teachers are leaving. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so many, you know, balls in the air that you're trying to juggle. I know it's tough, but it still doesn't change the fact that if you've got 40 in a classroom, it's bad for the student and it's bad for the teacher.
Are you worried about the price of college?
Yes. Now, if you can battle your way through, you know, the first 13 years.
straight ahead, I want to talk about this new report that's out, and it puts a Utah college in the top 10 of one of the best colleges in the Western United States. And I cannot believe how cheap tuition is. So we're going to get somebody from the front office there at the college to call in to talk to you about how cheap tuition is and even housing there at that college.
I think
a
we're
real
looking
bargain.
For affordable. Not cheap, it's affordable.
Ooh, stand by. I've got the numbers for you, Dad Dave.
Dave and Dujanovic.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.